back here on the Mighty 690 at 8:10. And it is time for our Ask the Expert segment. We have joining us Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, James. Thank you.
How are you? Doing well. Good to have you on here. So what is our verse of the day?
It is Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. It reads, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that, Charles. So, we're getting ready for some of that cold weather to be coming our way. So I know everyone's kind of hunkering down and, getting ready for all that.
I know. It was a week ago. The snow is here, and I carefully drove here. And,
yep.
It was funny, on the way back, it was a breeze going back
home. Oh, yeah.
But just that little window of time in the morning, the roads were treacherous.
Sure. And as soon as those plows get out there, they clear it all off. And we're so thankful to have all those people out there who, do that, because that makes a huge difference.
And the cold wasn't that strong last week. So.
Yep.
But 16 degrees out there now, but the roads are clear. It's nice. And
that's right. You can still get around right now.
So that's right.
That's the good stuff. So, hey, as we get into our segment here, there's kind of an interesting topic that you're bringing to the table here today. And that's on, helping some of these small employers offer some benefits. And this is kind of a new topic. We haven't really touched too much on this, but I think it's a really interesting one and very important, as we have, a lot of little, small employers where they might just have a few employees, but, it's very competitive employment market these days. And, those employees kind of shop around for benefits.
That's right. So we're in a world where employees have a lot of power, and there's not enough employees to go around to get all the jobs done, all the work done. And when you're a smaller employer, whether you're a florist, a veterinarian, even a doctor's office, or any kind of small employer, you might sometimes feel like you're at a disadvantage of, how do I help my employees and to have benefits without breaking the bank at the same time? And there's been sort of an evolution of how things are handled, and there are benefits now for smaller employers that they can offer to their employees I believe this is one of the best times for a smaller employer to be able to do that. And we've dabbled in that over the years, but it's become more front and center of something that we are doing and being able to help our small businesses around us. And we can help get a number of things on going for their employees.
So how does this work? For instance, there was, an employer that was coming to you, what are some of the advantages here of looking into something like this?
So a major advantage of having benefits is employee retention, because I don't know how many times I've heard an employee say, "Well, I'm working here, but I don't get any benefits. I'm still looking for a place that offers benefits, because where I'm at, they don't have them." And we can take that off the table. And we can take it off the table in a way that is financially attractive to a smaller employer to be able to offer that at the same time.
Well, that is great. What else?
Another way is that you have a competitive edge, and the employees that you want for your business to be able to work in your business you want responsible employees. And responsible employees want benefits to be able to take care of the what-ifs of their life that come along. And that's what the benefits sort of cover, is whether it's health insurance or dental insurance or vision or even short-term disability or long-term disability or life insurance. A good responsible employee that you want in your workplace, those things are going to matter. Those things are important to that employee, for them to feel better about going through life. And so once you have those in place, you're able to have a competitive edge. And that bigger employer down the road that is targeting that employee as well, that wants to bring them in, now you're on a level playing field. And you don't have to take second best or worry that you can't attract that employee any longer. You can have benefits that you can offer at an attractive rate as well.
Sure. You know, and that is so critical. You know, like you were saying, it's just it's so competitive out there. I mean, there are just so many places around here that need people. And that's a really big boost to employee morale, too, I think, is to be able to have something like this.
It really is. When you have a workplace where you have those things covered, people want to stick around longer. People don't have as many things to worry about. They can do their work. They can know that these other things are covered. These what ifs are covered. Health, dental, life insurance, disability, things like that are covered, and that they can focus on their work and do a good job.
Yeah. So what's another reason why this is helpful?
Another reason, especially for the employer, is that there are tax advantages. So it's required, if you have benefits, that you offer benefits to employer, that the employer pays 50% of those benefits, a minimum of 50% or more of the cost. And by doing that, you're paying that, it's tax deductible. You're not paying taxes on that. So there's a tax advantage to offering benefits to your employer.
Oh, sure. That definitely makes sense. And then, that brings us to, you know, I know there have to be a few more, you know, reasons why you might consider this.
Yeah, it's just all around, it's a thing for a maturing, growing business to consider. And starting out, it might be an impossibility.
Sure.
Right? It just doesn't even make sense. Just to survive, the business can't really offer that. But as you see growth and as you see maturity of your business, it's just a sign that your business is here to stay.
So, you know, if a business, you know, someone, a business owner is listening right now, they come to you and they say, hey, you know, I am kind of interested. I think I'm to the point where I want to offer this. You know, what are some of the things you go over when you have that kind of initial sit down with them?
So there's a range of options. There's the Cadillac version. There's the maybe stripped down model version, and you can pick anywhere in between those two models. And we just help people structure something that fits their budget, that fits their employees' needs, and gives them peace of mind. We look at the employee census. You might think, well, my business is too small, I only have 3 people. We can handle 3 people.
That's really great.
We can handle 100 people plus. And so even a small little group, we can handle that. And once it's set up, there's just a administration of it, and we help with that. If you just tell us, hey, I need to add an employee or subtract an employee from benefits, we just process that and get that going.
And then I'm assuming, too, you know, there's some places where, you know, they might offer a couple of different levels, depending on the employee, you know, some employees may want just something really basic. Some employees might be willing to pay a little bit more every month to have a little bit more service. And I'm sure there's a little bit of flexibility in that.
Yes, there is. There is. We can get life insurance, up to $50,000 of life insurance for an employee without any health questions. That's offered by the employer. And the employee is going to pay a good portion of that for themselves. They can choose what level of coverage they want. But that can give an employee a really significant peace of mind to have that in place.
Well, and we mentioned, you know, a lot of this, you know, with the health insurance side of things, but also that dental and vision, those are some really nice perks that, you know, not every place will even offer. And, I mean, that's as far as the things are going to be used on a frequent basis, I mean, dental and vision, you know, from a young age, most people, you know, those are the things that they really will be using frequently.
That's true. And you'd be surprised at how reasonable it is to be able to offer dental to your employees. It's just a very, very affordable, in my opinion, very affordable, especially when the employee is paying at least half of it.
Mm-hmm.
Your responsibility is reduced significantly.
That's great. So anything else that, you know, you would tell the folks, you know, maybe employers, you know, listening out there that who are maybe curious to learn more, you know, what would you tell those folks?
I would say just call us and we'll look at your employee census. We'll look at your situation. We can drop some options for you and find out what plan is best for you. There's no one size fits all. There's a whole range of options. Another thing we hadn't really mentioned much is short-term and long-term disability.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
So short-term is maybe if they have to be off for 3 weeks for an operation, how are they going to get paid? Well, there's a provision for that where they can get a paycheck based on what their normal pay is. They can get a portion of that paid to them while they're out. Or long-term, if they are disabled, we can draw very specific plans for them that can really give them peace of mind, that can pay them up to age 65 if they are no longer able to work, and can take care of them in that event. And so there's just a whole host of options that are available for employers to offer very attractive options to their to their employees to be able to feel good about their job and feel good about their work.
Well, it sure sounds like it. So, you know, another great offering here from Skank Insurance as we continue our chat with Charles Skank. So, Charles, how about we take a quick break? We'll return with more on our Ask the Expert segment right after this. Back here on the Mighty 690 at 822, continuing our chat with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance on our Ask the Expert segment. And Charles, you know, we've been talking a little bit about different options to help some of these employers with health insurance, providing dental, vision, all that sort of thing. And, you know, what would you say to maybe an HR person, a business owner listening this morning who might be interested in some of these options?
Call our office, 620-331-8800. And we can help you look at the whole range of options that are available, surprisingly affordable options that you can put in place for your employee to feel good about their job, to be more likely to stay at their job, and to give them more stability in their life to be able to face the what ifs that happen in life, and just to have another level that your business, to able to take your business to the next level by taking care of your employees.
Sure. And, you know, we talk a lot about like Medicare and all that sort of thing, but there's specific times of year for that, but is there any specific time of year that is good to get started with this, or is this just kind of a year round thing? You know, any time is pretty much good.
Yeah, this is a year round thing. A lot of times around the first of the year, employers are thinking about things like this, but there's no certain time to start. It can start at any time when the employer's ready. And when they're ready to put this in place.
Excellent. Well, Charles, if people want to get in touch with you about this, or maybe they have questions about some of your other many services, where can we find you?
Our main phone number is 620-331-8800. Our main location is at 2801 West Main, right there in Independence, right down from Water's True Value. And we have locations in Howard and Sedan. And our website is skankinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K. insurance.com.
Excellent. Well, Charles, I'm so glad that you were able to join us here this morning. I hope that you can stay warm this weekend, and we're going to finally be warming up by the middle of next week, it looks like. So we'll have a little break here, and I look forward to chatting again next week.
Have a great day, James.
All right. Thank you so much, Charles. That is Charles Skank of Skank Insurance, our Ask the Expert segment here that we do each and every Friday at this time. On the way, we have Open Line coming up with 16 degrees right now in Coffeyville.